Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Mason City man accused of leaving the scene of an accident in Floyd County almost 2 years ago has been arrested a third time for failing to appear in court to face the charge against him. 65-year-old Barry Rowe allegedly left the scene of an accident on July 2, 2022 on Echo Avenue. He was also ticketed for several traffic violations, including driving on the wrong side of a two-lane highway and failure to maintain control, but those charges were all dismissed. He was slated for an arraignment on the leaving the scene of an accident charge in February of last year, but failed to show in Floyd County District Court, and a bench warrant was issued for his arrest. After Rowe again failed to appear for arraignment in March of 2023, another bench warrant was issued for his arrest. He was taken back into custody last week in Cerro Gordo County and transported to the Floyd County Jail. Rowe has since posted bail of $2,000 and is due in court for arraignment again this Friday. A North Iowa man caught last fall with drugs and over two dozen firearms has pleaded guilty in federal court. Prosecutors say a vehicle driven by 33-year-old Corey Moore of Manly ran out of gas in Clear Lake on October 23rd of last year, and a Clear Lake police officer saw Moore pull over. The officer says as he approached Moore, two plastic baggies filled with marijuana were allegedly on the ground between the officer and Moore, who also had a handgun in a holster on his belt in plain view. A search of Moore's home 4 days later led to the discovery of marijuana, scales, drug paraphernalia, an additional 16 firearms, and ammunition. Moore has been convicted in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Iowa on one count of possession of a firearm by a drug user. He faces a potential minimum sentence of 15 years in federal prison, a $250,000 fine, and 5 years of supervised release after prison. No sentencing date has been set. The case was investigated by the Clear Lake and Manly Police Departments, Cerro Gordo County and Worth County Sheriff's Offices, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, Iowa State Patrol, Cerro Gordo County Attorney's Office, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, and United States Marshals Service. Any possible plea deals or trials for suspects charged in a violent assault in Northeast Iowa last fall won't happen until next month. Waukon police responded to a report of an assault on November 15th, but the suspects had fled the scene. About 2 weeks later, 25-year-old Mason Frick, 26-year-old Colton Vasa, and 24-year-old Carl Johnson, all from Waukon, were taken into custody. Each has been charged with first-degree burglary, a Class B felony, going armed with intent, a Class D felony, and assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, an aggravated misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaints, the three men are accused of breaking into a victim's residence, with Frick attacking the man with a baseball bat and Vasa and Johnson wielding golf clubs. The victim required multiple staples in his head from injuries suffered in the assault. Frick and Vasa both initially entered not guilty pleas, but both are now scheduled for further proceedings, which often leads to plea deals to reduce charges. Frick was scheduled for a hearing on Monday in Allamaquis County District Court, but that was continued and rescheduled for July 1st, the same date as Vasa. Johnson also pleaded not guilty, and his trial was scheduled for June 12th before a continuance issued last Friday reset the trial for July 17th. 10 Mason City retailers have been fined for selling tobacco products to underage customers. The Mason City Police Department, in collaboration with the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division Tobacco Enforcement Program, completed compliance checks on local retailers during the month of May. The joint efforts aim to uphold Iowa's tobacco laws and regulations. MCPD says under the supervision of law enforcement officials, a series of operations were conducted in which underage individuals were deployed to 37 establishments in Mason City with the objective of purchasing tobacco products. Retailers found to be non-compliant with the law, which carries a criminal penalty of $135 for first offense, include Family Dollar on North Federal Avenue, Four Corners Market on 4th Street Southwest, Hy-Vee on South Illinois Avenue, Quick Star on South Eisenhower Avenue, Mason Mart on South Monroe Avenue, Mason Smoke Shop on Indian Head Drive, Midtown Liquor and Vape on North Federal Avenue, Sweet Fire Tobacco on 5th Street Southwest, Yes Way on South Federal Avenue, and Yes Way on 12th Street Northeast. North Iowa Area Community College invites adults ages 23 and up to apply for an Extreme Makeover College Edition. For more than 17 years, NIAC has been providing adult students an opportunity for a unique makeover that changes lives by allowing them to return to college at no cost. Extreme Makeover College Edition is a contest where two deserving winners receive an entire year of free tuition, books, and more. Three other finalists will win half-price tuition to NIAC for the 2024-25 academic year. Colleen Young of Britt, a previous winner, said, "Extreme Makeover was what I needed to go back to school. After winning, I was still apprehensive about going back to school, but was met with instructors who were great and a college who welcomed me. My fears were erased, and I am so glad I did it." Past winners also include at least two from Charles City, Shelby Lynn Crane in 2018 and Danielle Vance in 2020. Details on how to enter by July 5th are available with this story on our station website. This evening on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's a Charles City baseball doubleheader. The Comets hosting Cresco Crestwood, 4:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show, first pitch for Game 1 at 5 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.